welcome back to Live with Lauren every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 PST. My name is Lauren Taylor, and today I am my airy coffee, comfy tea, and I am so excited. It's been a week. It's Friday tomorrow, and Lord knows I'm so pumped about that. Another thing that I'm excited for is today's guest. She is a photographer who imperfectly empowers women, Carmen Meyer. She has a strong desire to help women, you know, see and stand in their own power and beauty and worth, seeking balance and growth and sustainability. And she's actually been on the show before, back when I used to do the show on Instagram Live, and I'm obsessed with her. She just has so much knowledge. She's an amazing educator, and so I'm going to have her on now. I'm making a move. Study long, study wrong. Ain't nothing gonna happen on its own. I'm making a move. Don't need no hickeys for this song. I got joy all through my soul. I'm making a move. Get up, get out. Mr. Hi, Carmen.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh my goodness, thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here, and I agree, it's been a week. We made it here.
Yes, we did make it. Carmen and I were also laughing, because we're basically wearing the same shirt right now, so I'm... I love it. Oh my goodness. Well, Carmen, for those who don't know, I would love for you to share some more about, you know, who you are, what you do, all the good stuff.
Okay. Man, I wish I would have had more time to prepare. Okay, here we go. I'm Carmen. I am a mom of two, and I've been doing photography for 10 years this year. 10 years, wow. Which is kind of nuts. I don't really know where the time went. Anyways, yeah, my business has, like, changed so much over the years, but I feel like I finally found myself in, like, this really, really great place where, like, or what I'm doing really aligns with, like, with what I believe, I used to just try, I was, like, doing the same as everybody else, trying to just be a good photographer, and then I kind of had, like, a moment, I think I was on Instagram, actually, and I was, like, gee, all this stuff looks the same to me, looks the same. And then I was like, I want to do something different. I want somebody who isn't blonde, who isn't a size zero. And I really want to, like, take some, like, start taking some photos of people who I've, not that a blonde size zero is uninteresting. I was just getting bored of, like, the same thing all the time. So for inspo, I went to Pinterest. And on Pinterest, I was like, where are these people? I could not find them anywhere. Like, and I was just like, what is going on? And I knew, like, that was the time, and I had two daughters, so I was, like, becoming more aware about what I wanted them to see. So that was, like, a big shift. So I was just like, that's it. I cannot contribute to this, like, idea of perfection anymore, because it's boring and it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just, like, the world's better than that. It's more interesting than that. So, yeah, so now I am a photographer who pretty much specializes in photographing women, but that's still pretty broad. Like, mm-hmm. I take boudoir photos, but I also do lots of, like, personal branding or regular branding. But pretty much all my clients are women, even with the brand or the products are geared towards women. So, yeah, that was really long-winded. This is what happens when I don't prepare. I don't stop talking. Sorry, cut me off. Anyway, I love what I do and feel pretty privileged to be able to still be doing it 10 years later.
Well, I for sure do not want to cut you off, because I feel like everything that you're doing in that shift is brilliant. Oh my gosh, like, we need more of that in the world.
I agree.
What inspired you to start photography from the get-go?
So the very beginning, it was my mom, actually. She was, like, a hobby photographer. I actually have to think about it. I have so many siblings. I have seven siblings, and I'm the oldest. And so my mom was always, like, there were so many of us, and she was always taking our photos. So I was, like, pretty familiar with the camera. And then in grade 9, I went on a mission trip And she's like, take my camera. And it was like her baby. So that was like a big deal. And I took it and I like, and I was shooting film because, you know, it was back in the day. And so that's when I brought up, we got the roles developed and we were like, dang, these are pretty good. So yeah. So then after that, I kind of started picking it up more often. And I also started traveling a lot from grade 9 on any chance I had. And every chance my mom had to send the camera, she'd send it. And that's when I think when I first started, I wanted to be like, maybe like a journalist. National Geographic might have been the goal. But that shifted a lot once I actually went to school. So yeah, my mom was definitely my inspiration, I guess.
What is the biggest piece of advice you either have like ever received or that you received from your mom?
Ooh, okay. I am like constantly seeking advice. So I have received a lot of advice and I actually usually listen. I love getting advice. I think it's amazing. Okay. But maybe some of the best pieces of advice I've been getting like currently that really have been like sticking with me now have been, no exact words are coming to mind, but like to let go of perfectionism. Perfectionism is not serving you. That done is better than perfect.
Yes.
And being present. So like those are two things that I've personally had to work on a lot in the last year, I would say. And it has been like the best decision ever. I'm so glad I listened. So yeah, I got a ways to go. Also, Morgan Harper Nichols, like that girl is dropping like
so much truth.
Truth bombs into my life every day. Every day, yes. I swear she has the perfect piece of advice that I needed that day. And oh my goodness, she's just amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So for those of you who do not know who Morgan Harper Nichols is, and you should know her, but she, I think I originally found her work through Pinterest and then I followed her on Instagram. Yeah. Sweetest person ever, but her, so she, she's a writer, she was a poet, she's a soul reader, I mean, I don't know what else you can call her, but she's absolutely brilliant. So yeah, I agree with you. I think that, like, her work is so phenomenal, and it speaks to you, just, like, off the page.
She just knows what to say. Yeah, she's great.
What lessons have you learned in the photography business?
Oh, geez, that's broad. Probably learned a lot of lessons. I don't know. I don't even know what direction to take that. What's some big lessons I've learned? Oh, this one's actually probably a good lesson for any artist who is trying to make a business out of it. And that's that you can't just be an artist. Pretty much like you actually, like if you want to make it a business, you have to like serve your clients. You can't just like make them beautiful things. Sadly, you have to like, yeah, my biggest thing that I've learned that has changed my business from being like a fine business, head to like a genuinely thriving, not so stressful business has been like prepping my clients or like having automated emails and stuff. That is the most boring freaking answer, but it's so true. I have basically got a studio management software and like pre-written so many emails, and then all I have to do is personalize them and send them out, and a lot of it's like really automated. Literally, that is like so uninspiring and lame.
No, but it's so freaking
true.
Yeah,
it's the truth. And like it's like I know for myself, and I know like a lot of artists or like just creative types, like we just want to make pretty things and inspire the people. We don't want to like be doing the back and forth emails and scheduling and sending out invoices, because those make, I don't know, when I send out an invoice, not so much anymore, but I used to like, be like, oh, I hope they don't hate me now. I was like, yeah, I was terrible at the business stuff. And I think you gotta like own that and like do it. Actually, Jenna Klitscher has been really helpful for me on that, like helping me change and really, instead of thinking about selling something, you're serving somebody. So that has been like a really beautiful shift for my business is instead of just making art, I'm also like serving my client, my whichever woman I get to be lucky enough to take photos of.
Yes. And how did you know that it was okay to go into business? Because I know as photographers, like building up portfolios and like, you know, that whole bit. So when did that shift happen?
Oh, that's another good question. Well, I was pretty young. I was, I think, 21 when I bought my business license. So I would say pure optimism and naivety did a lot for me. I didn't really know what I was getting into, to be honest. I did go to school for photography, and they did kind of go through the whole kind of how to basically set up your business. And I think I was just like, oh, I know what I'm doing. And I did it. So I think, yeah, I can't really answer that one. I think don't be fooled into thinking it's easy. If you're willing to like put in the work and like, and not just like the work, but like the work on yourself. Like it's like, if when you're an entrepreneur, that is like, everything is on you. You have to learn most of the stuff. You have to like be willing to grow in areas that you definitely have never even considered growing in. So like that's the type of work that I think you really need to like be willing to do. So if you're like up for the challenge, I'd say go for it. Like I think, oh man, I don't, yeah, it's honestly, it's been so long ago that I started, but it's hard to like, I did always, I second shot for a lot of photographers and like good photographers. That helped a lot. That gave me a ton of experience. So if you, when you're first starting out, I would definitely recommend doing that because I got to shoot in so many different situations. I shot weddings and I shot like for big commercial photographers too. So I got like a really like wide variety of stuff. So yeah, definitely try to get a job working for somebody else for like just even a summer. I don't know.
That's brilliant.
And for portfolio, shoot what you want to shoot. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
Don't shoot what you think people want to see. Shoot what you want to shoot. Because if you shoot what you think people want to see, but you don't like shooting it, that's what people are going to hire you for. And you're just going to be like, not again. So that's another thing. I thankfully learned that one a little earlier on. But yeah, if you shoot and share what you genuinely love to make, then that's going to attract the type of people that like that kind of stuff.
Was there an exact moment that you determined that you were capable of starting a business?
Listen, I never feel capable. This is actually something I struggle with a lot. And it's something I'm really, really working on. I still, 10 years in, have a lot of self-doubt. Like a lot of... I'm not qualified, which is ridiculous. I have, like, I went to school for it. I've worked with the people. I have put in 10 years. Like, it's just, yeah, that is a tough one. And there hasn't been that point for me. I guess I do convince myself, but like, it's like a weekly, almost maybe sometimes day-to-day, like, decision. I have to like sit down and like, listen, Carmen, you know what you're doing. And like, I do. Every time I download a card from a shoot, I'm like, damn, I'm good. I'm so good. But like, for some reason, I just have these moments. Usually it's like before a big shoot, I'm feeling nervous. I still feel pretty nervous before shoots. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I don't know.
Yeah. It's,
I'm always jealous of really confident people.
But you come across so confident yourself, though. So that's so wild for me to hear because your work is, you are really damn good. I mean, your work is amazing and who you are is amazing. It's just your work is just a reflection of that, right? So yeah. I think that, I honestly, everyone, and even the most confident people deal with doubt and fear and second guessing themselves and all that bit. So like nobody is like, you know, above the bar in that. But it is really still insane. And so any time that I feel like, okay, we can completely ditch this because it's just getting in our way of like you know, living life to the fullest. And so
it is in a way, like it's a little bit stumbling block.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope that you do like have that, because I feel like once we get to whatever that moment or documented point in our lives in, it's like, it just, you feel free, right? Like, it's kind of like you are, like, unchained. And
I totally, like, I have it, and then it's, like, gone. And then, especially if I think it's partially hard because I'm also a mom. So I'm not, I don't necessarily have a 9-to-5 situation happening here. It's, like, it's getting a little more structured because my kids are in school now. And, like, for some reason, that's sort of something that I hang on to as making me less professional, but that's not true. Like, it doesn't affect the way I treat my clients or anything. I just can't schedule on certain days. It's ridiculous that I feel like it holds me back, that I'm not qualified because I'm not working 40 to 50 hours a week, which I don't want to work that much anyways.
Right.
So, I don't
know. Yeah. And I think it's because society has put into our heads that that's the standard.
And I started working young. Like I'm babysitting a friend's kid this week, and I was telling him, because he's 11, I was like, I started working when I was 13. Like, that was my first job, and then my next job, like, and I pretty much always had a job. So I was taught to like work a lot, right? Yeah. So it's like undoing that programming that you don't have to work a ton. You can have a good job and make the amount of money you need to make or more, but that doesn't mean you have to be a slave to it. Like, have that sort of stuck back there somewhere. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you got your business license at like 21, I'm sorry,
well,
what?
You're quite young, aren't you?
I'm 27. I'm 27 years old. So yeah. So I mean,
maybe that was rude to ask. Was that rude?
No. I trust me. I feel like I'm the type of person to be like, when people ask me questions, I even had a person ask me like, oh, is that your real hair or whatever? I'm like, bring on all the questions. I will tell you entire life, open book. Yeah. But I feel like I will always feel like just like, you know, a baby, because I'm just in that, I still have that Disney bubble around in my head, right? Where I just feel like a little kid. Yeah.
Yeah. People always, I feel I'm 31, so I'm not old by any means, but most people don't think I'm 31, and I don't think I'm 31.
No, so you look so 25. Young. Yeah. Honestly, one of my family members, like, we joke, and we always say that it's, like, her 25th birthday every single year, so I'm like, if you think young, you'll live young, and there you go. But I think
there's nothing wrong with getting older.
No, there is not. And I think that's beautiful too. It's all a journey. But it's commendable of everything that you've accomplished thus far. And I think, again, it's when you actually do look back on your life thus far, and just all the things that you created and were a part of, and it's just this really beautiful, historic, you know, moment that I'm sure impacted many lives. So is there anything else that you love doing besides photography?
Oh yes. I like too many things. Lauren. I like a lot of plants. I have a plant problem. I have a plant problem. My husband was really nice and built me a greenhouse. It's expanded outside of the house. Plant problems. I have an animal problem. It's not a problem at all. It's a gift. Yes. No. Okay. Yes. I do really genuinely. I know that's not really like an interest, but it takes me a lot of time to take care of my animals.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And then what type of animals do you have?
Right now we have ducks, which are my like little babies. I love them so much. They make me so happy. We have 9 ducks. And dogs, dogs, and 2 cats, and a bunny.
Oh my god, you're like the modern day Joanna Gaines. It's so cute. Oh my goodness. I think, do you find, or if you were to like and imagining your life, like, right now, and just with the animals and the plants and your kids and everything. I hear that that is, like, 100%, you know, fulfilling, and just you're kind of, do you feel that you're kind of, like, building this, like, peaceful and content life around you?
I really do. So one thing about myself that I have become recently aware that has been sort of like a bit of a gift throughout my life is that I'm pretty good at saying no and setting boundaries. I haven't always been, but I see myself like really have, I've always, and also I've been like a goal setter, and it's like, I realized a lot of people struggle with that, and I didn't know I was good at it until I was talking to other people, is that I have a goal, and it's like, if it doesn't align, I don't bother with it too much. Mm-hmm. So the things that I have, I genuinely love, and they bring me joy, and yeah, I don't know how I naturally learned to do that, because I do the things that are surrounding me, I genuinely love, and they bring me joy and contentment. Is it totally what I describe? Because I mean, they're obviously, having animals is stressful. Plants aren't really stressful, but like animals are stressful. I'm always parrot. Like I'm like such like an animal lover. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You look sad today. it's stressful. And actually, I think I'm actually at a point where I'm also realizing, I think I there's literally nothing that I want really, except for maybe to travel more. And I think I actually am at a point where I'm like, I need to downsize. I'm really feeling like a strong desire to minimize a little bit more even. So I'm like, I'm a very natural minimalist. So like saying no to stuff, boundaries. And like at this point, cause I realized I've always known that I like to travel, but with the animals, it gets kind of tricky.
Definitely.
So and leaving our house like full of plants. I don't know how to do it yet, Lauren. How can I have it all? I don't know how to do it yet. I'm working on it.
So well, you can, I think that you already have it all. So it's, you know, I think you're already there. And I think, I think that's such a gift that you have, and being able to say no to things, and being able to recognize like what brings you joy, and to surround yourself with those things that bring you joy. Cause it's of the latter, right? Like people either have like either or, where it's like they can recognize it, but they're not able to get it, or they can get it, but then they continue to say yes to like everything else.
You're so, that's so true. And I do feel like, I actually struggle the first one. I struggle with that a lot. I have like, it's an interesting part of being fairly good at getting what you desire, or like what you need. It's not even what I desire. Like I don't get everything I want. I know I don't want everything I want, you know?
Yes.
But it is really hard to watch people that are like really good people struggle with not getting what they need, or getting what they want, or not being happy with what they thought they want. Like it's a really hard to watch, because like I said, for me it's fairly natural, and I struggle. I'm just like, I want you to be happy, and like maybe they are happy, I don't know. It's like it's something that weighs on me a lot, and I don't really know what to do with that at this point. I do watch people, like, not that sounds weird, I watch people. what I said, I realized it was a gift, and I feel very lucky to have that, because being content is a pretty lovely thing.
Yes, and I do think that and totally correct me if I'm wrong, but as a photographer, I feel that so many photographers do really watch and connect with people, because through your lens, you're capturing things in people that they may not even see in themselves, right? And so one of your Instagram highlights, which I'm obsessed with, I think it's called Soul Sessions. And I think it's just so beautifully captivated, because when I was scrolling through, and I was just seeing like women, and it's many like boudoir shoots, but it's also, it really just captures their soul. Like, it captures their hearts, and like their just things that you may not see every single day. And I think that's just, again, that's probably why you're feeling so much of like, oh my gosh, I just want you to see what I'm seeing for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can't put those expectations on people either because they have their own journey and their own path. And it's like really hard not to just get in there and be like, listen, I'm going to Marie Kondo your life. You're beautiful. Get rid of all the junk. Like, it's ridiculous. I am ridiculous. But you're super right though. That is what it is. I do watch people and like and genuinely see like that's what makes me love my job so much is that I get to show people like their beauty and their joy and like their yes. Oh, I love soul sessions. I actually just changed that name. I always called them Boudoir sessions or lifestyle sessions. And then I just have so many people telling me basically like describing my photography back to me saying like, it's like you're seeing their, like somebody actually said like their soul. And that's when I was like, well, soul sessions, I have a fun nice swing to it.
Yes.
But, or like seeing their personality, like seeing how they feel on the inside, on the outside. Mm-hmm. And like, I kept hearing that, like that, first of all, that is like literally the ultimate compliment for me. But it took me a long time to like, feel confident enough to put that name on it because it just felt pretty intense. It felt like a big, thick, like a big claim.
Why did it feel like a big claim?
Because it was now I'm not just taking a pretty picture.
Mm.
And that was a cop out for me for a long time was not claiming what a session is actually like what one of my sessions is actually like. It's not just like pose and pictures, like we are talking. I feel very lucky, and I never share client stories, but I get a lot of stories told and it's beautiful. Sometimes they're a little bit heartbreaking, but like they're always there to like celebrate, and it's so yeah, it's really cool. It's a very connected. Like, and I don't want people to be freaked out by that either because nobody has to share their stories. And I don't, not everybody does, but that's the type of environment that it is. Like a really safe, you can be yourself. Or like sometimes people are like, I didn't even know I had this in me. Like, like it's like an opportunity to just like get rid of all of like what you think you are. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but that's like a really intense thing to say. I was like, I don't want to freak people out. And I don't want people to like expect also something total. Like, yeah. Anyways,
I'm an over-explorer. I was about to say, do you feel a sense of responsibility in that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I really do. Mm-hmm. Which is why putting the name on it really, like I already felt responsible putting the name on it. It felt like writing it in stone. yeah. But that's just kind of who I, like, that's my personality. I take, a lot of responsibility for the way I make people feel. Mm-hmm. Maybe too much sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I overthink the crap out of everything.
Who doesn't, by the way?
I'm learning that. That wasn't just, it's not just me.
No. No, it's not. And I think that is something that definitely needs to be, like, everyone needs to be reminded of is that everybody legitimately second guesses themselves, overthinks, you know, or we apologize for the way that we think and the way that we speak and all this stuff. And so I think that with your soul sessions, and I'm biased because I think you're amazing, but I personally think that even in just calling them that I think it's great to be aware of how you make people feel, but at the end of the day, they're going to feel however they're going to feel. And it has nothing to do, you know, it may not have anything to do with you. And so I think that in entering that, even in someone hearing soul sessions, that might just like encourage them or to be even more courageous in sharing their soul because they instantly, like as soon as I heard that name or saw that name, I was like, oh my gosh, I get it. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's super encouraging. That was like a therapy session.
Yes. I love these to be therapy sessions. Well, not just therapy sessions, but conversations, like real and raw conversations. And so Thank you for sharing that. I think, and
I have one mode and it's deep combo.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Can we get that? I swear every single time I have this show, I'm like, can we get that on a t-shirt somewhere? Can I just like, that's so good.
I swear I need a warning. People come up to talk to me and I'm like, so guess what?
I was
just gonna ask how the weather was. Now we're talking about
Can we get past the weather conversations, by the way? I just like, I want to get past that. I don't care about the weather. I don't care about like, just, you know, the sky is blue and like the traffic or like whatever. Like, I want to know, like, you, like, if I ask you how are you, I really want to know how you're doing.
If you're bad, you can tell me.
exactly. So I would say that, and this is again, just like my guessing, but I feel that probably so many of your clients, look up to you and so thankful for you. Is there someone that you look up to that has just really inspired your life besides your mom?
there's quite a few people, and funnily enough, the first person that I thought of was my Nana, who is my mom's mom. It's a very, like, strong, matriarchal family. Largely, both my Nana and my mom were single moms.
Wow.
My Nana, moved from the East Coast to Alberta, which is, like, so far, by herself with three kids. And, like, raised three kids on her own in a new province. I think I learned a lot from them. And, like, their openness with me. And, like, their, like, this is, I hope this doesn't come across wrong. But, like, them messing up. But not, like kind of owning it. And, like, if we all, and, like, I have also, until recently, we were all girls in my family, too. Oh, the oldest five in our family are girls. Actually, the oldest six. Only have one brother.
Wow.
So I was like in this weird, interesting, like, girl vacuum, if it makes sense, where like everybody, it gave me a unique perspective on life because I got to, and I'm the oldest, so I got to watch I got a lot of responsibility because they're a single parents, and so I had to help like everybody did, but I also got to watch my siblings go through all their phases of life, it wasn't just like me and the next sister. It's like my youngest siblings, I said I'm 31, so my youngest sibling is 11.
Oh my gosh.
So 20 years between all of us. So it's like very interesting way to grow up. But my Nana would be my person. And then Jenna, I already said her, but I recently, Jenna, listened to her podcast, has actually helped me like make, find that confidence and like become a better businesswoman, not just an artist. But I recently did a class and she mentored us through it. And it was kind of amazing.
Wow.
Like just having her like talking to me, answering my questions, and she was actually the one that was like, Carmen, you have 10 years of experience and you don't think you're an expert in your field. And I was like, no. He's like, well, get over it, girl, like, fuck up. I have one more session with her. It's not scheduled or anything, but it's just really cool to see other women and moms, like, not just be, like, I really value being, like, a maker, a creator, and that's where I saw myself as an artist. But I think a lot, especially female artists, we have a hard time valuing and seeing value and, like, in our work, and then actually putting, like, a number sign on it, or, like, asking for compensation for our time and our talents. And I I've seen it for a while. I knew it about myself. And so that would have been kind of one of those shifts where I was just like, that's it. When I had kids, actually, I was like, I can't keep giving away my time. Because every time I leave, I have to leave my kids, like my baby, mm-hmm. at home. And that mm-hmm. I found that very stressful because I knew I wasn't getting paid enough.
Mm.
Like that, like, you know, like it was mm-hmm. not worth it for me to leave for the amount that I was getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I was like, that's it. I need to ditch this session, these sessions, mm-hmm. because I don't like them. I don't want to leave my kids for that. Mm-hmm. And I need to charge a price where, so I'm actually getting paid outside of my costs, basically, like I said, as I did. But I think yeah. a lot of women get stuck where they're just making enough.
Mm.
Like, if that makes sense, like, because mm-hmm. we don't give ourselves permission to, like, charge what we're actually worth, charge even what the rest of the industry is charging, because we're like kind of what I said earlier, we're at home, we're like, well, we're at home, we don't have to go to the office. That doesn't mean your stuff is any less valuable.
Yes,
your mm-hmm. product or your service, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah. And having Jenna listening to those podcasts and then getting the opportunity to be mentored by her was pretty impressive, like pretty life-changing, I would say.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
I think it's so just unbelievable how people can impact other people and really yeah. just, you know, change our entire course in life.
Which is why I'm so glad you're doing this podcast. And which is why whenever you ask me, I'm like, yay!
Thank you. I think that it's, you know, and I love Jenna as well too. And when I was on her podcast, and she is just so great about encouraging other women. I'm like, we need more of that. You're great about that. And that's why I also love doing these conversations. And I'm like, there's so many women in this world who have stories and wisdom and knowledge, and just, I mean, as soon as they open up their mouths, it's like just like spreading this wild like fire of just goodness. Exactly. Yeah,
I like so 100% agree. Like so 100%. You're doing it with this, and I'm just, the way I do it is by just like showing the visual, like the picture.
Yes.
Like it's like almost, I feel like it's, I didn't realize it until you were talking about it. Is like mm-hmm. how I talk about, like, sharing those photos online, or like mm-hmm. being, I recently got to work for Dope magazine to do like a body positivity, not body positivity, body image issue.
Wow.
So it's an entire issue of the magazine. The entire issue, it's not one article, the entire issue is dedicated to like deep combo about body image.
Wow.
And I can't barely any of the photos because I'm waiting for it to come out. But I've always been like, I'm happy to share it on my Instagram and blog, or like even individually, like one-on-one with the people.
Yeah.
Just to see, like how you said, like just spread that, like the fire and like mm-hmm. the diversity and strength and beauty that you can just see or hear when they're talking to you. But yeah, it's fine when it's on one platform, but it's pretty cool now that to see that it's going to go across Canada in the magazine. That makes me like,
yes. Oh my gosh. What? I know. Yeah. That has to be mind blowing. I am so excited for you, and definitely let me know when it's out, 'cause I want to buy it, see it, share
it. I'll send you a picture.
Amazing. Okay, well, before I let you go, your kids were so precious. Oh my gosh. I just need more pictures of your photos, like a picture of your kids on your feed, because they're the most precious things in the world. But I wanted to know, you know, what advice would you give them about life or about loving themselves?
Oh, you know, it's so funny that I don't have like a specific thing that comes to mind, because I think about like every second of the day. What would I tell them? Well, I would tell them that definitely that they already have everything they need within them to be, like, the best versions of themselves and the best person that they need to be. Mm-hmm. I believe it. And I'm also trying to convince myself of the same. It's so funny. A lot of what I tell them or want to tell them is, like, what I'm, like, trying to convince myself. Yes. So, yeah. I would tell them that they are already know that they can be whatever the heck they want to be because they're magnificent. I would want them to be respectful. I want them to... I want so many things. Nothing is a simple answer with me, Lauren.
Doesn't need to be.
It doesn't need to be. Yeah. I don't know. I want them to be aware of other people and to see them. But I don't want that to necessarily change who they are. I want them to feel that they're rooted and grounded enough that they can, like, be open, I guess, to experiences and other people's experiences, not just their own. I don't like living in a bubble.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And that they can always grow and they can change. And that's, like, good and healthy. I think sometimes we're really afraid of change.
Preaching to the choir, congregation, all of things. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I want them to know a lot of things, and I'm working on it.
Well, thank you for sharing your heart today. I adore you. I think that so many people are going to be inspired by this episode, and I just want you, it's exciting to see you continue your self-love journey or just your journey in your career and just seeing, like, all the people that you're touching in the world. So thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me, and the feeling is super mutual. Like,
oh, thank you. And where can people find you on social media or website?
Okay, so my website is www.carmenmeyer.ca and Carmen Meyer Photography all together, like at Carmen Meyer Photography for Instagram. The only, like, funny thing is my name starts with a K instead of a C.
That's perfect. I love it. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching. If you guys are listening, thank you so much for listening. Live with Lauren is every Tuesday and Thursday, 5:30 PST. Definitely don't miss an episode. And thank you again, Carmen.
Thank you. I'm making a move. Study long, study wrong. Ain't nothing gonna happen on the song. I'm making a move. Don't need no hickeys for this song. I got joy all through my soul. I'm